On Calvary Street,
just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are grateful this morning, Lord, to have had this opportunity to come, to feel the sweetness of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and to feel you move into the building. Lord, to know that you are here with us to meet us. And Lord, we just want to yield ourselves to you for service. And Lord, we just want to move ourselves out of the way and just, Lord, speak your word. Lord, maybe somewhere it would strengthen, encourage, help, Lord, whatever the purpose would be of your word this morning to each one, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, for those that could not be here today, Lord, that you would strengthen them also, Lord. Just continue to raise them up, Lord, and bring them back to be with us. And Lord, just have your way in this service. Lord, may you receive all the glory and the honor that's due you. And we'll never fail to praise you and worship you. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you love him? My, he's just so sweet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just one more time. Let's sing that little chorus. I love him.
I love him. I love him because he first loved me.
Happy to be here. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to come together in. Just praise his name. Amen. He's so precious and so wonderful to us. My, how great he is. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles over to Psalms, the 133rd chapter. Just got a small little thought on my heart this morning, kind of. Maybe we just see where the Lord takes it. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, I'm just so thankful for Thursday night service. So thankful to see what God is doing in each of our hearts. To see us, each one, come in with a desire on our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, we've come to do your will tonight.
Amen.
Each one of us come in hungry,
Amen.
Thirsting. Lord, what do you want?
Lord.
And then the Holy Spirit has freedom to move.
Amen.
And oh, how you could see it Thursday night. You could feel it. You could tell each one of us, oh, my, we come expecting. And God was able to move in a manner he wanted to move. The word came. It all just flowed right together. God's will was done. And oh, my, why? Because the people were gathered in one mind and one accord. And my, saints, just a... As David says here, let's just read this verse of scripture in Psalms, the 133rd chapter. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen.
It is like precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard,
Amen.
That went down to the skirts of his garments, and as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Amen.
But oh my, realizing the oil represents the Holy Ghost, yeah. Brother Branham said, and the priest of old had to anoint their heads with oil before they could go into the presence of the Lord. And oh, how sweet it must have been. Amen. Glory. You know, them priests was the only ones that got to enter in behind that veil at that time into that Shekinah glory. But God has made a way today. Oh, my, each one of us can come into His presence.
Amen.
Oh, my, not only just into His presence, but He come and made His abode within us. Amen. Placed His precious Holy Spirit down on the inside. And, my, just let the sweetness of it all just blend together. Mine, it brings such a peace. But, my, you know, saints, as the Holy Spirit's been moving. And you know, we've been here all 5 years now or so, but as you just look how the Holy Spirit is, it's back to the Word.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham came, there was one Word to start with right here. This is where it all began. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And my, down through the ages, on the first day of the original Pentecost, it was still that Word right there. Jesus had spoke. Peter and them, they come down out of the upper room with that anointing upon them, and they were speaking in tongues, and there was those giving interpretations. Each man heard them in their own tongue, and the Holy Spirit was moving in their midst. Amen. And it come on down through time, and the things was lost and pushed away. But God promised He would restore everything that was lost back there. And He said He would have a bride that would not fail Him.
Amen.
And my, down through time, as it looked through the dark ages, as our brother was talking the other night, as you begin to understand more of the Word, you can look down in the back ages when the lights was gone and it looked like all was lost. It looked like Christ was totally off the scene and Satan had won. But oh, there was a little speck of light still shining. And oh my, all of a sudden it started back, coming up through Luther, and then up through Wesley, and then up into Pentecost. And then God said at the voice of that seventh angel, the mysteries of God should be finished. And my, that prophet came on the scene, speaking what? The very Word that come in the beginning. Amen. Bringing back a steady pathway, a straight and narrow way, a unity back to the Word. Bringing back that oneness of God. Here it is, right here. This is it, saints. But oh my, I'm so thankful we're in that move this morning. And we can see that. But my, you know, as you, Brother Branham, preached the message of uniting time and sign, and I would like to minister a little bit out of it this morning, but you know, as you look through the land, and man is always trying to unite every time. It's been that way if you look back through the scriptures and all the different times. Get together, everybody uniting. And things could be done when they was all in one mind and one accord. You know, even the children, back when they were beginning to build the Tower of Babel, And God said, if I don't do something, there's nothing that can stop them as long as they're in that one mind.
Amen.
Moving together, there was nothing. He come down and confounded their languages and all of the manner of things.
Yeah.
But my, today, God sent His Holy Spirit to bring a unity.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, there's been many men stood behind pulpits and tried to bring churches. The Catholics got the Pope lifted up, and he tried just to keep unity in his place. And they keep it all together, but it still will never bring a true, genuine unity. There's still divisions. There's still mixtures and all kinds of things going on in the church. But oh my, and you can bring it over to the message today. We can, brothers can get together and try to bring churches together, and we can pull this church and that church, and all we're all going to believe together. But the church of God is not a group of building, but it's a group of people that God chose before the foundation of the earth and placed His seed down in. And that's the true church that'll have unity. That's the church that'll have oneness burning in their heart and a true unity back to their husband. Oh my. That'll bring about a work in their life. Hallelujah. And the works and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My saints, we ought to be so glad if we're feeling that move in our hearts, and we can see we're in that move.
Yeah.
I can feel the Holy Spirit dwelling with me, or Hallelujah. Whatever it may be. My, let me move on, Lord. Let me stay up in that harness.
Yeah.
Saints, as we see what God is doing, my, to see that unity coming back into the bride.
Amen.
As a husband and a wife, when they marry, and that sweetness that comes into the home.
Amen.
If their wife's in her place and a husband's in her place, and that unity of love
Amen.
Between them, it's so sweet.
Amen.
And my, as God and the church is becoming one, as our husband
oh,
and the bridegroom, as we blend together and His life is beginning to come forth.
Yeah.
My, what a peace, what a unity it'll bring.
Amen.
But my, we ought to be so thankful. if we see that working in our lives. Hallelujah. Get ahead of myself here. Preach my message in 10 minutes. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's turn over here to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. My, I probably should have read a scripture out of Acts there, but we've heard it quite a bit here lately. But you know, as the brothers and the sisters in that day, they sold all they had to be in common. So one wasn't no greater than the other. But let's type it into the spirit. We're here. Maybe some's called to preach. Maybe some singers. Maybe whatever it may be, but we're all just part of God. Amen. There's no big I's, no little U's. We're here to let God have His way. Amen. But here in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I just want to read this. Let's start at the first verse. And it says here, Paul speaking, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, amen, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through amen, all, and in you all. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. It's Him all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. But He says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high and held captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, and now that He ascended, that is, but He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Glory. Oh my, all that God was, He poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, He poured into the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to see, oh my, the moving of the Holy Spirit in our lives so much more. Hallelujah. My, you know, it's just wonderful to see God moving, see Him working. Amen. We've waited a long time. Many of you have been serving God for a lot of years, been in the message for a lot of years. But it's time, as you see, as you can look, Brother Branham said, every time you see things going on out here, Satan's at Eden, you see things taking place there, it's just something's going on in God's side. Amen. And when you can look out there and see the filth and the corruption and the world's falling apart, it's gone, saints, and all that's going on over here in the little elected, to the bride of Christ, God is moving. There's a work taking place in that bride, moving just as great as this world is falling. As fast as it's falling that way, this little bride's moving heavenward. Amen. Why? The Holy Spirit's down on the inside, and it's a pulling, it's a moving, it's a forcing, pushing, and drawing a people to that place in Christ. Amen. Glory. You know, sometimes you wonder why messages start, they start coming, and then all of a sudden it's like they just... maybe the pastor forgot to preach on that for a long time. And then we're over here. And then we're over there. And it may seem like it was a long span. But you look, God knows what He's doing all the time. He may have stopped. Oh, I see they need a little something right here. And He'll place something in there. And then when it comes back around, it means so much more. When He brings it back to you. My saints, He's ever mindful of that little bride. Hallelujah. Watching ever. Paying close attention to us. Amen. But my eyes... so you see the unity of God. Yes. That's the thing. A people, when a people begin to enter in, when each one, you know, you take a congregation of people that's just gathering together, and the Holy Spirit want to move. And at times back when those that just were speaking in tongues, because it's a gift, and Satan could use that to divert a church service, raise up in the middle of a service and just cause chaos in the service and stop the moving of God sometimes. Stop the Spirit from moving. But oh, when the Holy Spirit falls down into a people's heart in a genuine, you let someone rise up and speak in tongues and watch it move right with the service. All of these things, gifts of God, when God starts using it, you watch it work. But it takes a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost and a people that's truly focused, not on just speaking in tongues, not just on having gifts operating, but having a life in their heart, burning through them, producing the life of Christ back out of them. That's when you get a group of people that's looking for that, and you watch God be able to do what he wants through the rest of the way through them. You watch God let the gifts operate through that people when their focus is the life. Lord, you let me see that life first, and you'll take care of the rest. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those other things will come with it. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham said, it comes with speaking in tongues. It comes with love. It comes with all these things. And it will be expressed in its due season. But, oh, it's not the evidence. Speaking in tongues is no evidence. I've got it. Preaching as our pastors, he's covered all of that here in the last little bit. But my, to see that life. Oh, if you can just see that life begin to build and take over and take control. My, what a blessed assurance it brings into your heart. I may never speak in tongues. Maybe for some reason God wouldn't let me do that. But it doesn't mean I'm lost. It doesn't mean that I ain't been saved. Amen. But oh my, if God does, I'll take all he wants to give me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But let's just turn over here on page 18 here in the message, the uniting time and the sign. And I just want to read this. Brother Branham's speaking here just a little bit, just a simple illustration. But it just kind of struck me this morning. I was reading it, and I just got to thinking about it. Because, you know, as our brother mentioned Thursday night, God added to the church daily such as should be saved. And, you know, the parable said that some come and worked in the morning. In Matthew, some come in the 12th hour. And they only worked an hour. But they all received the same reward.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, sometimes you look and you think, my, how could a person that served 10 hours, now he learned a lot more in 10 hours maybe than that last one did in an hour's time. But my, they still receive the same reward, still got the same goal. Amen.
Amen.
But as I was reading this morning, I just pray this will catch you here. He says here, but this is paragraph 78, page 18. This was preached in August 18th, 1963. But he says, watch nature. Oh my, nature, if you'll just watch nature, it does the same thing. Nature is God's calendar of signs. Did you know that? Jesus told them to watch nature. And the sea would be roaring, and there'd be different things, and earthquakes in diverse places, national strife, signs in the heaven, signs on the earth, and everywhere there'd be signs of these coming times. Watch the clouds. Before the clouds can bring up a rainstorm, you know how it's done. Several little clouds get together and make one big cloud. Well, this one's got a little bunch of wind blowing it, and this other one's got a little bunch of wind blowing it, and they'll all blow together, and then they got a hurricane, see? They unite before they can have a storm. They have to. Watch ducks and geese unite themselves together before they leave their country. And they unite together, and you can see them flying from this pond to that pond, from here over to there, and all of them getting together. They're uniting, getting ready for their takeoff, see? It's just that's nature. And God created nature, and nature works by the plan of God. It's a law, an unwritten law of God, that nature works according to his law. Every seed will bring forth of its kind. Amen. He says, just like speaking at a funeral service of the sap that goes down into the grave in the bottom of the tree root to lay there until the resurrection in spring, it's a law of God, and there's no intelligence can make that sap go down there. You couldn't drain it out. You couldn't milk it out. There's no way of doing it any better than God does it. And God's got the perfect way. So when that leaf drops off and then he sends the sap down into the grave and hides it, as Job said, hide me in the grave until thy wrath be past. See, it goes down there because it's a law of nature. Before frost, look at the leaves now begin to fall. Why, it's a law of nature. And ducks will get together, every one of them, and rally around a leader. And if they'll know somehow, I don't know how they do it, but they know that a certain little drake is a leader. And that little fella, they all get together and rally right around him. And rise right up in the air. And he's never been off of that pond now. But he'll go up just as straight to Louisiana or Texas as he can go to that rice field. Hey, man. That duck's never been there before. He was born on that pond. He don't know what's down there. But when it strikes him to get up in this and fly out in the fall, he knows where he's headed. And he'll get there. Hey, man. And he says, and see, before they take their flight to leave their home where they were born for that year, they unite together. Amen. He said, there you are, rallying around their leader. And my, as the Holy Spirit falls into a person's heart, and the Holy Ghost begins to move. They don't need a man. They need a pastor, teacher, whatever it may be, while they're still on this earth, to lead them, to guide them, to bring the word, to present them to them. But you watch the Holy Spirit down on the inside, spin them right around, line them up, and head them right down the direction they need to go. They don't need a brother pumping on their arm saying, come on. They don't need a pat on the back saying, oh, you better do this and you better do that. You let the genuine Holy Ghost of God fall down in their heart, and you watch them fall right in line. They'll get right in line behind the leader, and that Holy Spirit will be in the lead, and you just watch it work right down the line and run right on into glory. Amen. It doesn't matter. That's why God said he would make sure I'll send the comforter. My, when he come down on the day of Pentecost and separated himself in them little tongues of fire. My, how hallelujah. Let me see. I got a little quote here. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in an absolute, I believe. Amen. I just thought this was good. He says, Jesus, this is preached December the 1st, 1963, paragraph 45 in the Message in Absolute, said, Jesus, when he was on earth, anointed with that, they saw notice, I come from God, the Spirit, the light, the pillar of fire, and I return to God. And he was made flesh in order to die for our sins. Then after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, after he ascended up on the 40 days, he ascended up on the 50th day, and he returned back in the form of the pillar of fire among the people. And he separated himself like tongues of fire and set up on each of them. Amen. Did you get a tongue of that fire? Amen, I did. He didn't stop separating back then. Amen. Glory. And he says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, God's separating himself. God first in a great pillar of fire. God manifested in a human body. Now God's separating himself among his people. That pillar of fire breaking up and setting upon each of them. Like forked licks of blazes. Cloven tongues set upon them. Forks of fire. Cloven tongues like fire set upon each of them. And they were all filled with that. And began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now you see, we are not a divided people. We've got to be in unity because each one of us is holding a part of God. Amen. And we must come together. And then that pillar of fire is manifested in its wholeness. Amen. In the fullness of it. When his church sets together in heavenly places, then the fullness of the power of God is in his church. And each one of us holding spiritual gifts, spiritual officers coming together, brings that pillar of fire back again. Amen. Oh, it's one God. He separated himself. And when we come together, it's still one God. One fire, the Holy Ghost burning. My saints, as our pastor read that little in the Church Age book, I believe it was, where Brother Branham gave the illustration of that little fire, and there were seven candlesticks, and each one was lit by the same fire as they come down the line. Amen. I pray it's burning in our hearts, saints, to see that unity, that closeness, to hold each one up, esteem each one higher, greater. Look upon the things of others more than the things of ourselves. Amen. I may have a need over here of something, but what if I look over there and I see maybe a brother or a sister or maybe a sinner or someone that's got a great spiritual need? It don't matter what I need. May I lift that person up in prayer. Lord, my stuff can wait. Lord, my stuff can lay aside. But Lord, let me hold to that one up. Let me hold it up before you, Lord. What about this brother over here? Maybe you see he's going through something that's strong. Maybe just... Lord, lift him up, Lord. Give him an extra boost. Pray for him. Amen. Oh, my, and each one of us, if we uplift the other one, if you're uplifting somebody else will be uplifting you. Amen. Amen. My, just a great togetherness, a oneness, a true oneness. You know, as the brothers back in the day when Brother Branham was here, they all moved over into a trailer park trying to create that. And it was a good idea and it was a good thought. But it was still man trying to put it together. Amen. But my, when God starts bringing it together, when God starts bringing the unity together and he starts placing his church together, oh, it brings such a sweetness. The Holy Spirit has freedom to move. And I don't know about you, but I like it when the Holy Spirit's got freedom to move. I like feeling that, knowing that he's in control. I want to just get out of the way, lay down. Lord, you just continue to move. My, it ought to stir it in our hearts when we can see God begin to move. When we see that taking place, it ought to make it that much greater the next service when we enter in. Lord, let me get farther down that you can have more remnants. minds beginning to, you see that taking place, and what's bringing that? The word coming.
Amen.
Placing his word there, make sure you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, making sure everything's in line, lining up the way he wants it. That's church order. That's the way it's set in. His word sets it all in order. And my, when it comes, it's we receive that word and we begin to come that word and we start just, you can just see it taking over greater. And my, I don't know about you, but that's the desire of my heart is, Lord, feed me of your word, Lord, and keep me on fire, Lord. And you won't, don't let me get dim. Don't let me, we'll face trials. We'll face tests. Things will come to try to steal our joy. But always remember, as our pastor's preaching right now, your journey's finished. We're on our way to heaven. We're shouting victory, and there ain't enough devils in hell to hold me earthbound. My saints, we're going to leave this earth one of these days. My hallelujah. But you know, if so many people, as Brother Branham said there, he said the trouble of it is with man, he don't know his leader. Yes, sir, they rally around a denomination, and they'll rally around a bishop or a man. But they won't rally around the leader, the Holy Spirit and the Word.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about, saints, is we've seen God bring the Word and drive that. You don't follow man, you stay with the Word. Stay with the Word. Brother Brandon, when he come, he said, you say what I said. Bring it just like I brought it. And when you see a church that'll, a group of people come together and a pastor will get up and he'll stay with that Word and he'll preach it just like Brother Branham said. That's what Brother Branham said. That's what we're standing with. And you watch God vindicate and stay behind it. As long as the people will stay under that word, that is God's provided way to bring a unity into a people. My, but it's got to be 100% making that word line up. Not my idea of how it ought to be, not my idea how I think it should go, but God's word setting it in order. Mine, it'll bring that moving of the Holy Spirit. It gives God a place to work. It gives him a place, an avenue to operate through a people. Now, my, we ought to be wanting to be one of those people.
Amen.
Hey, man, let me turn over here to here on page 20, bottom of the page of Uniting Time, paragraph 91. He says, God is uniting his bride, and she's coming together from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and there's a uniting time that's on right now. What's she uniting for? The rapture, amen. God's getting her ready. Yes, sir, uniting. What's she uniting with? With the word. For all heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. She's uniting herself with thus saith the Lord, regardless of what any denomination or anybody else says. She's uniting herself. She's getting ready. Why? She is the bride. That's right. And she's united herself with her bridegroom. And the bridegroom is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the church and the bride and the word is becoming so one until the very word itself is working out the work of the bridegroom. Amen. You see it, a uniting. Not no more join the church. Not no more of this, but a flee from everything and tie to Jesus Christ. See, it's the uniting time. God uniting his bride together, bringing it back just exactly. And uniting his words of his promise. Amen. And my saints, when you can see them works of the bridegroom begin to show forth out of your life and see that character that he said would be formed in you, and you see that starting to come forth, oh, it brings such an assurance, such a peace. And it just makes you, I don't care, it just makes you fall that much greater in love with him. And it makes you just want to be that much more closer to him. And it brings that oneness, that just unity with him. Of Lord, let you have your way. Lord, I'm just here. My saints, I tell you, that you can see that when you start to see the word be made alive, not just words on a page, but when you see it becoming alive, when you see life coming into that body, you know the rapture is at hand, Brother Branham said. And when I can look at my brother or I can look at my sister and say, I see life coming from her, not her telling me she's got life, but I'm seeing the actions of the Holy Ghost and the Word manifesting through their lives and see that coming forth, that brings an excitement in my heart. And that's why I pray, Lord, let me see those same actions coming from me. Why? Because I know that rapture's getting close. It's fixing to take place. And when it does, I want to make sure I'm right in tune, right in line with God, right where he wants me to be, so that when that last trumpet sounds, I'm going to leave this earth. Oh, my saints. But my, he's been so good to us. He hath already done it all for us. As our sister was testifying the other night, and she said that's all she could see is her mind was that those three words, and the word was coming back to her mind. Oh my, he said, I'll write these things upon your heart and upon your mind and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And when you see the Holy Ghost doing that for a people, and you see that word being coming forth, it ought to cause a sure stir. Shout in the camp, amen. And you know God said, I'll not lose one of mine, but all the Father has given me, they'll come to me. And you may look and see this one over here in a mess. You may see that one in a mess. And you may think, Lord, but what about it? If God ever lays it on your heart and says, that's one of mine, there may be some way he'll show you through a dream, through something. God will still work through dreams. Amen. He still works. He may give you a dream and show you something. Amen. And have some way of confirming it to make sure that you know it's right with the word. Yes. And then you move and see that. And you may begin to pray for someone. And you watch the Holy Spirit move it all right around and bring it to pass. Amen. And God bring them into the church, place them on a bench, fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and watch them walk right down the line. Amen. It ain't no more a pastor having to get up and shout and scream, do this, do that, you've got to quit that. No, let the Holy Ghost get in there, and oh my, it'll go. The pastor may bring a remembrance. He may have to bring the word to show what's right, what's wrong. But you watch the Holy Spirit turn it around. There ain't no fighting and fussing about it. The Holy Ghost on the inside will just mellow it right out. It'll run right down the line. That's what I'm looking for, saints. That's what that church would be without spot or wrinkle. God's church, his selected few. That last moment he said he would show that bride off, and that's what he's going to show off. A people that's in love with his word, a people that's lined up with his word, following it to a T and letting him live and express his life, not of works that we've done, but all of grace that he's given unto that little bride. Amen. My, he's so precious to us. Hallelujah. Glory. I pray you're getting a little something out of it, saints, because I'm telling you, I've been having a pretty good time this morning. Amen. I was down in my room reading these things, just thinking about a lot of things. Oh, my. Isn't God wonderful? Hallelujah. But he says here, page 26, paragraph 113, he says, but the church, the bride, is united by one God, under one Spirit, the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And in one holy union of God to be the holy bride to God. That's right. Altogether unity of the body. The body waiting as a bride. As it is the bride, we call ourselves a bride. For the uniting time of the bride, the church is so coming together. It should create such a love among us that we could hardly be away from one another. That's right. You just don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg them to worship God. You don't have to beg them to do what's right. They're just so in love with him till there's nothing else. Amen. And I want to find myself falling into that category greater and greater. That every time those doors are open, maybe I've had a hard day. Maybe I've had to work. Maybe this old body's just drugged down. But not bring that through that door with me. But leave it outside and enter in here that God can have the opportunity to move in the way that he wants.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad to see what God's doing in this hour.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be a part of that move.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that God showed me grace and mercy and allowed me to be there. Amen.
Amen.
He could have chose so many others. But by grace, he's given me this opportunity to worship him, to praise him, to love him, and to serve him.
Amen.
And may I do it with all my heart, all that's within me. May I give it back to him. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mine. And is along the way, I pray we'll just continue to uphold each brother or sister. Pray for that little bride, wherever she may be all over the earth. Just pray, God, you just move it together, you know. Many times I've mentioned having a meeting here, things like that. And maybe someday God may bless us with a meeting. But I pray if it ever happens, the Holy Ghost will put it together and we'll have a true meeting. Amen. A true moving of the Holy Spirit in a meeting.
Amen.
You know, it's fun. It's nice to get together in fellowship. It's good. But, you know, it takes that unity of the Holy Spirit and two got to be agreed to walk together. There's no true fellowship if they're not. You may not say nothing, but there's still that barrier there.
Yes.
You don't have to voice it, but you can still feel it. You know it's there. But when God, when all those barriers are broke down and the Holy Spirit puts that together, you watch God be able to move.
Amen.
It ain't a brother getting up having to preach the word to try to straighten it out. And this brother getting up trying to preach his idea of how he thinks it's the other way. But no, the Holy Spirit will just blend it all together and you watch it edify and glorify God. Back to the point of where God, things will happen for God, not for man. man. Not to glorify a man, but God will get the glory out of it. They can say, I know he was in there. I know his presence was there and he was moving. That's what we ought to be looking for. Amen. Let's see here. Amen. He says here, this is kind of long what I was just saying. He says, but and the church has to, this is in a third Exodus, preached June 30th, 63, paragraph 87. He says, how we can see the wheel when the wheel's moving, God's great plan, moving everything up to this Exodus, to this time when he would call his people back into the land again, back into the place, in position where he could bless them and place among them the one that he promised he would place among them. And they had to be in their land, remember? They had to come out of the land they were in and get into the land of promise before their promised Messiah could ever come. And the church has to do the same thing, get out of that group of rejectors and over into the promise before the Messiah can ever be manifested before them. You see it? The life of the Messiah manifested, making a church ready, a bride. A woman marry a man and disagreeing with him, it would be some kind of a fuss continually. But when a man and his wife, his girlfriend, his spouse, when they are in perfect harmony, like one soul, one mind, because they're going to be one flesh, then when the church can get in such harmony with God until the manifestation of the bridegroom is manifested in the bride because they're going to be one, oh, what a great lesson, he says. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're looking for. The word having full preeminence and manifesting into people's hearts and lives to make every promise God spoke alive and real in this hour. And my saints, I see moving daily. I see it coming closer. Amen. Every day you see things more. And Amen. Each one of us saints, we're each one different as human beings. But all we've got the same God laying on the inside. Yes. The same Holy Spirit bringing these bodies under subjection to that word. Amen. Bringing a love for one another, a unity together. Mine, it's when God's unit, when it's God putting it all together, yeah. My, it's so peaceful. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me see here. I think I was going to read a scripture here in Philippians before I close. Amen. Yeah, let's read here Philippians, the second chapter. He says, if the second chapter of Philippians, if therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, and being one of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. And look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the sole purpose for us being here, that God, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We're nothing, we're nobody, but oh, by grace, may he receive glory and honor back to him. Amen. Through what he does through each of our lives. And may we just stay yielded, oh, and keep hungry, and just keep stirred for God. That whatever he wants in our lives, whatever it may be, Lord, just keep me in the unity, in one mind, one accord with your word, Lord, and moving as you would have me move. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus has set me free. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm so glad, saints. Oh, we ought to be so thankful that you can feel the moving of the Holy Spirit, that you can feel the presence of God moving, wooing in your heart when the word's coming forth, feeling shaking you, bringing you closer to him, not coming to church and having to think, I didn't get nothing out of that. I don't know about this, and I don't know about that. But no, but when you can come in and you can gather around the Word,
amen,
and it's the Word that's spoken, you feel the Holy Spirit in your heart,
amen,
confirming it and causing that stimulation of revelation,
oh,
and that
hallelujah,
joy is welling up within.
Glory.
You ought to be so thankful that you're setting in a place,
amen,
that God can move and deal with your heart.
Amen.
Is it the building? No, it's not this building, but it's that you've been placed with brothers and sisters of like precious faith, brothers,
amen,
and sisters that's got the same goal, the same objective,
yes,
and a pastor that's not worried about being lifted up or being placed high, but a man that's willing just to preach the Word, and if he doesn't get no recognition, no whatever,
amen,
out of it, that's all that matters, that God gets the glory through it all,
amen,
through the preaching, through the singing, through whatever happens,
yes,
to
amen,
God be the glory,
hallelujah,
amen. Let's all stand,
amen,
let's just sing that little chorus, I'm so glad, Jesus,
amen,
set me free.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
So precious, so wonderful. Amen. To think what he's doing in our hearts, our lives, and it's all him. It ain't us. It's all through his mercy and his grace. For it's by grace you are saved. Amen. Not of your works. We'd have room to boast then. But it's all by his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. I enjoyed that. Glory to God. If that don't stir your bones, I don't know what will. Amen. It's just wonderful to think. Well, just the sweetness of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're very blessed. Very privileged. And not to only stop right here, but it encourages us to go out and just let Christ live.
Amen.
Have his way in our heart and our life.
Amen.
Wherever you go, wherever people see you, somehow may you touch somebody's life. Oh, my. I don't care where it is, when it is. People will see and know that Jesus Christ is alive,
amen,
today. Amen. We was at a tractor supply up there in Lancaster there yesterday. And they had a few horses there and things. And there was a blacksmith there. I've been praying for him. I was praying for him again this morning. But just being there and talking to him, and he's the one that started talking about the Lord and different things, and my wife and Heather was there, and he started about the horse's feet, and he started talking about things of the Lord and so forth, and we've talked to him before and seen him before, and well, he got on it again, and I'll tell you what, you just feel the Holy Spirit there, and after he got done talking, of course, he was mentioning things about the why the little fish symbol. He made Heather a little fish symbol out of a horseshoe and so forth. And I could tell he was feeling the Holy Spirit. I knew he was. Of course, he was going on, and he made a statement. He said, there's only about 2% of the, I think this is how he said it. He said, there's only 2% of people in the world that's ministers out of all the population. And he said many different things, you know, and we just, of course, enjoy listening to him. And he talked a little bit about Israel and so forth. And I thought, well, it's time to just drop a little something extra. I said, I am a minister of the gospel. I said, I invite you to come to service. And Heather happened to have a card, one of our cards with him, so she left the card with him. And I said, you're very invited. And after we got done talking, he's holding back tears. He had tears in his eyes. And he said, my, the Holy Spirit's here right now, or been here today, he said. I said, yes, it has. Amen. Amen. Glory, I'll tell you. But just let your light shine.
Amen.
Wherever you go. I didn't say nothing. Those two didn't say nothing. But you know what he felt? He felt the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's right. And everywhere you go, if you take that Holy Ghost with you, they may not understand everything it is about it and everything, but they'll know there's something there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't go up there, and they didn't go up there boasting, and I'm this, and this, and you need to do this, and you need that. No, we just sit there and listen to him talk. And the Holy Ghost was moving. Amen. While he was leaving, the man had tears in his eyes. My, I'll tell you what. God is real.
Amen.
May we declare to this nation and this people that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen.
Amen. Let your light shine wherever you go, friend.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my, I love him. So I'm going to keep praying for the old blacksmith. Amen. He's originally from Georgia. And he talked about, because it's kind of like a little Bible belt down in Georgia. Talked about some of the churches he'd been into, some just old rickety buildings where they had to sweep the snakes out to go in and had service and everything. He was talking about, he knows right now a little old lady that's 90 years old, and he said she can dance and kick up her heels higher than the bells in the congregation. Oh, my, you know. But, oh, if they only had, by the grace of God, what we got. Amen. The anointing with the Word of God. Hallelujah. My, we ought to be able to dance and kick off our heels. Hallelujah. Amen. So if she's 90, what about you?
Amen.
I don't think there's anybody in here 90. Glory. Well, the Holy Ghost can do a lot of things.
Amen.
They make them make that old rusty joints come alive.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
He's just so wonderful. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, it's just been so wonderful to be here this morning and again to feel the sweetness of your Holy Spirit. And it just makes us so appreciative, Lord, because we know that there's many in the hour that doesn't have what we have but your grace. But, Lord, may we nurture it in our hearts and keep a hold of it. And may we constantly cry out to reach out in the Spirit and have that passion to know your word and that fervent desire to please you, Lord. May that never begin to fade in our hearts and our lives. But, Lord, may it only be increased to a greater white hot in Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for all the little bride and all those, Lord, that last little seed, wherever it may be. Lord, that little sinner, Lord, maybe they don't know what to do. They're confused and not sure what to do. But Lord, we pray for that seed, wherever it's at, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you'll draw it in. But Father, if there's any part that you want us to have in drawing it in, it's kind of like the little blacksmith told us yesterday in talking about the fish. And, Lord, it's if we can catch them, you'll clean them. Amen. And that's the truth, Lord. If we can just catch them, you'll clean them. Amen. So, Father, we just pray for all those also that's maybe bound up in creeds and ideas of men. May you just continue to deal with their hearts and draw on that little election, Father. Draw them to the truth of the Word. And, Lord Jesus, again, as we see these things fulfilled and come to pass, Lord, we're seeing mighty things take place. We just want to give you always the glory, always the honor for it, Lord. For we know it's you that doeth all these good things. So be with us now. Bring us back again, Lord, in the next appointed time if you should tarry. And again, Lord, may each and every one of us come prayed up, Lord, excited to be in the presence of the Lord and just wait on you to have your way, that you could get your glory again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask of thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, is he really wonderful to you?
Amen.
Do you know he's really for you?
Amen.
Do you really know nothing can be against you then?
Amen.
Do you really believe that?
Amen.
While we're leaving, let's sing that little chorus. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. If God be for me, who can be against me? Oh, who can separate me from his mighty hand?
If God be
for me, who can be against me? I can win the battle if for God I stand. Oh, if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen.